Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
If you want it bad enough, you find a way. If you don't want it bad enough, you find an excuse.
Get back to work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Don't be on social media too much. Cut out all the noise. Get back to the mental lab.
Confidence and fear both require believing in something that hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, you have to consider that you're choosing to be afraid.
The distance that we can shrink between wanting to do something or thinking something should be done and it being done is a direct indication of our personal power in our lives.
If you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything with time and effort.
You don't get discipline from an external source. You have to get it from you. That's what self-discipline is. You get it from yourself. You get it from you.
And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win.
A lot of people wait for perfect conditions to start, but don't realize that starting is the perfect condition.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
It doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
Rest at the end, not in the middle.
You have one life, don't settle for mediocrity.
Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist, go live.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way.
There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it.
The only true test of intelligence is if you get what you want out of life. And there are two parts to that. One is getting what you want, so you know how to get it. And the second is wanting the right things, knowing what to want in the first place.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother?
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile. And the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I just remind myself, this is where most people stop. And this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like. And this is why most people can't do it. But you can.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more, and all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left. And all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your needs attached to it, it's gotta mean more than anything.
There's so many times in life you don't want to be doing what the you're doing. You can't just quit. Remember this, this isn't a hobby, it's in a joke, it's a lifestyle. So what you say to yourself is important. There's no coach, there's no trainer to keep you going. It's only you. So think about this. You've been working your whole life to get a seat at the table. The seat at the table is you want to be the best amongst all the best people in your career field. So you finally get that letter. It's steak, lobster, it's a big dinner. Everybody's showing up, dressed to the nines. Make sure you show up soaking wet from getting after it, working out hard. Towel around your neck. You respect the event. So make sure you put that towel over that nice chair so you don't f*** it up. The whole thing is this. Don't say a word. Stay uncommon amongst uncommon people. You're never done. Don't stop when you're tired. fucked up when you're done.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never f***ing quit, in the end, you will succeed.
We must constantly look at things in a different way. Boys, you must strive to find your own voice. Because the longer you wait to begin, the less likely you are to find it at all. Thoreau said most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Don't be resigned to that.
Never try to be better than someone else. Always learn from others. And never cease trying to be the best you could be. That's under your control. And if you get too engrossed and involved and concerned in regard to the things over which you have no control, it will adversely affect the things over which you have control. If you make the effort to do the best of what you're capable of trying to improve the situation that exists for you, I think that's success, and I don't think others can judge that. I think it's like character and reputation.
Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. Losers see thunderstorms. Winners see rainbows. Losers see icy streets. Winners put on their ice skates. Losers take chances, winners make choices. It's all in the way you choose to think.
Use your imagination, see yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency, and you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And no, it's only a period of time.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
The truly philosophical man is the man who is entirely in control of his own soul, who takes utter and complete moral responsibility for his actions, and is indifferent to everything else, not because he doesn't care about other people, not because he doesn't care about the felicity of the entire human species, but because it's not under his control. There's no use wondering or worrying about what tomorrow will bring, since tomorrow isn't under your control. Do what's right today and let tomorrow take care of itself.
And I tell people this all the time, there's no future in cool. That's a trend, that's a fad. It comes and it goes, just like dope money. Dope money comes quick and leaves quicker, okay? We're here for a slow, but a for show. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Paso corto, vista larga, which is short steps, long vision.
There's a saying that if you do what you love, you will never work a day in your life. At Apple, I learned that is a total crock. You will work harder than you ever thought possible, but the tools will feel light in your hands. Having a clue is overrated. There's this funny myth that people actually know what they're doing. I've spent time around some of the richest, smartest, highest status people on the planet, and let me tell you, it's idiots. All the way up. Normalize saying, I don't have a clue. I'm going to work out how to do it anyway.
There are more possible games of chess than there are atoms in the universe. No one could possibly predict them all, even you. Which means that first move can be terrifying. It's the furthest point from the end of the game. There's a virtually infinite sea of possibilities between you and the other side. But it also means that if you make a mistake, there's a nearly infinite amount of ways to fix it. So you should simply relax and play.
You don't set them a bar that's so high that it's impossible for them to attain it. You take a look at the kid and you think, okay, this kid's got this range of skill. Here's a challenge we can throw at him or her that exceeds their current level of skill, but gives them a reasonable probability of success. And so, like, I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek to some degree, you know, it's like, but I'm doing it as an aid to humility. It's like, well, I don't know how to start improving my life. Someone might say that. And I would say, well, you're not aiming low enough. There's something you could do that you are regarding as trivial, that you could do, that you would do, that would result in an actual improvement. But it's not a big enough improvement for you, so you won't lower yourself enough to take the opportunity.
Set out to do something. Went through it,
along the way, faced adversity, faced the pain, right in the eyes, kept going past it.
Our lives, what we create, are made from the decisions we make on the moment-to-moment basis. Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're matured, they're struggled, then weathered through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day. Examine it. Put it under a microscope and have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference. And if you're going to sit here and complain why you came up short without taking responsibility and looking at yourself internally first on all the opportunities you decide to pass on for comfort, then you're a shallow person, guys.
But the magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. There's something that you know you should be doing, whether it be working on yourself, losing weight, writing something, working on your career. The magic you're looking for in life is in the work you're avoiding. Come on, guys, think about that. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants success. Everybody wants to be have money. It's you got to work at it. If you really want to be successful, you have to work at it. Nothing is achieved without some perspiration. Nothing. Anything that is worth anything, you have to work at it. The magic you're looking for in life is in the work that you're avoiding. You know what to do. But it's hard sometimes. Look, do I know? I know. Sometimes I want to put on a Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, watch a great movie, go into my screening room and watch something. But I go, oh God, I got to do this. But I go back and I start to write. And after about 10 minutes, the flow comes and I feel, wow, I feel great. And that stays with you. When you watch a movie, instead of doing your work, that's called instant gratification.
Every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve. You might think that life is unfair. You might think that life dealt you a bad hand, but I'm here to tell you, life will give you exactly what you tolerate. And if you've been tolerating mediocrity, you've been tolerating average, you've been tolerating this victim mentality that you're carrying, then guess what? You have exactly what you deserve.
If you want something bad enough, you can't let anybody tell you you can't do something, not even yourself.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now.
You want to be the one that says,
I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something.
You know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have.
You're not only winning when things are going your way.
If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
You can doubt the process, question your talent, be uncertain that you're making progress, disparage your accomplishments, permanently feel like you're not working hard enough no matter how hard you work, never give yourself a break, fail to fully feel gratitude, be terrified of never reaching your goals, and still end up in a place that your 20-year-old self could not imagine you'd ever get to. Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give for today? We get one opportunity in life, one chance in life to do whatever you're going to do, to lay your foundation and to make whatever mark you're going to make, whatever legacy you're going to leave, leave your legacy. And it's found through effort. Wins and losses come a dime a dozen, but effort, nobody can judge effort.
It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
People want the flame, but they don't want to touch the fire.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in the work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through, and the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done.
Failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
A bird lands on the branch. Does the bird trust the branch, or does it trust its wings? And the clue. I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
If you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you
That's
haven't
for
done
sure.
shit.
My decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, feelings. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, don't take it literally, feelings, but sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. And my knees were, but guess what? I wanted to run.
There's 10,000 times more going on inside the head of a man than you have any idea. He's carrying burdens that you don't have a clue about, and he don't know how to express them, and he don't know what to do about it. And he figures if he puts it out there and communicates it, he's just going to be shot down, called a fool, called weak. So he carries it inside. And you have no clue the burdens and the hell that most men are carrying inside and not even showing you. I wish more women understood that.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job, and our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
But guess what happens? That alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. to train. I don't want to be a SEAL today. I don't want to be whatever today.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'll start tomorrow. And that's the usual pattern of people's lives. Until you really want to do something, you're always going to be a talker.
You won't find confidence in yourself if you're so busy trying to figure out what everybody around you thinks you ought to be and then match that, because you're not going to make people around you happy.
I'd like to let you in on a very important secret I learned when I was about your age, boy. You see, power, real power, doesn't come to those who are born strongest or fastest or smartest. No, it comes to those who will do anything to achieve it.
I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
You keep going to the next level. You suck at the next level. You're not doing anything at the next level. So here's what that example is. Here's a human being. They've reached here. They're beating most people. They think they've reached it. They have no idea that there's that level there because there's fear. People that tell you, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're so this, you're so great. Wow, Patrick. Wow, Johnny. Wow, Steve. Wow, Bobby. Boom. You believe it, but you're not there yet because you haven't reached your capacity yet.
The only true test of intelligence is if you get what you want out of life. And there are two parts to that. One is getting what you want, so you know how to get it. And the second is wanting the right things, knowing what to want in the first place.
There is no life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack.
I'm a winner. I'm going to win.
Do you ever have a day where you just think, I can't be asked to do anything. I'm not going for a run. I'm not stretching. I'm doing nothing.
Every day.
Yeah. So you have the thought, but you don't have the day.
Every day.
Do you ever let yourself have a day where you just watch Netflix?
Never, because
guess what? Some good shit on Netflix.
I'm haunted. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. There may be some days I get up with poopy pants, and I'm like, you know what, man? This, man. Like, what am I training for?
Yeah.
I have no race in the docket. Why am I having this such a structured life? Why? And I'm like, you know what? I'm good. I'm done. I retire every day.
Yeah.
I'm done with this shit. And I sit around, I say, okay. And then this is my thought process. So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, that, man.
You have that conversation with yourself every day.
Not every day. It's those bad days.
Yeah.
It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. Now, I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, and you have to work on, and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.